David, your thoughts on tonight's win here in Dungannon?
Obviously, the most important thing is to go through the round. I thought some of the football the lads played tonight on a difficult night. Conditions weren't ideal. The pitch was perfect, to be honest, but the conditions were difficult. But, credit the players tonight. They went about the game, managed the game, got good goals in the game, and continue to keep playing. And say we got done with the goal, trying to play at Seaview on Friday night, but say that's the way we want us to play. We are going to concede goals the odd time. Maybe the players and myself, maybe we need to be a wee bit shooter at times, and the times in the game that we maybe need to go a little bit longer. But all credit to players when they're good, as they were tonight. They're difficult to play against.
First 20 minutes, you got a great response. In terms of the other night's game, we were spraying it about, really beautifully. First 20 minutes in particular.
Yeah, and again, credit to players because, Casement was down to start. He done the warm up and coming after the warm up, and he says he was carrying the niggle, so we reverted back to Niall Quinnan again. I've been on record many times about Quinnan's aptitude and his attitude and his mentality, and he slotted in as if he was a right back tonight. So we had to adjust a little bit. Bastien came in, and in an ideal world I wanted Bastien not to play tonight, to give him sort of minutes sort of on the bench and sort of rest and sort of keep him, but with Jordan still injured and Daniel Kearns still injured, Bastien still our best option in playing in behind the centre forward. So we went with Bastien. Unfortunately, he took a sore one on his nose. Hopefully that gets assessed, and we'll see where Bastien is for Saturday.
And great to get game time. Gareth Dean came in and he was concentrating right to the 90th minute there. Four different goal scorers. A lot of positives there from tonight in terms of game time, and Andy Waterworth getting on the goal scoring sheet as well.
I thought Gareth was excellent. I thought everything he had to do tonight, his decision making, and again, it's a difficult one at the minute. Rowan came in at an important stage for us in the European journey when Gareth was injured, and he'd done really well, and there's not much between the two goalies, and say I'm fortunate to have the two along with Alex in the background, fighting for competition and fighting for minutes. It's an important, especially for Gareth, if he is sort of not first choice at the minute, doesn't mean he's not first choice going forward, but if he's not first choice, that he comes in and he makes an impression like he did tonight. So fair play to Gareth. Matthew Shevlin getting some minutes coming on, Kirk again, two or three assists, Charlie Allen coming on the pitch. So there's a lot of positives tonight. Maybe the slight negative was that Bastien going off with a nose injury, but hopefully that settles down, and hopefully he's fit for Saturday.
It's not ideal to have to come back to the same venue on Saturday, having played here tonight, but we've got to be professional about it and get 3 points on Saturday.
Yeah, of course, and again, it'll be a completely different game on Saturday. The scores go back to nil and we have to start over again, so we'll expect a tough game on Saturday, that's for sure. Like ourselves, when we sort of took Stevie Fallon, who again I thought was immense tonight, Stevie Fallon, the way he went about the game, his quality and his energy. When we took Stevie off, they started to take sort of players off, Carville, Klukas, probably thinking ahead for Saturday also. So we expect a tough game on Saturday, and we'll need to be as good, if not better, as we were tonight.
Cold, wet night here in Dungannon. Fair play to the punters who made the journey down here.
Yeah, again, fair play to them. I know probably a big week for them. I'm sure there's quite a few Linfield supporters away, maybe watching Northern Ireland and Rotterdam this week. So there's probably a few missing. They're probably taking in the sights and the enjoyment of all that Holland might foresee them. So probably a few down as what we normally get. And to be fair to supporters tonight, the cold, wet night, lost the game the other night, and maybe would have been an easy one, maybe to think, I'll just check the scores at home and sit in the house, but all credit to them, they come out, and I always go on record to say how appreciative we are, certainly as a football club, and me as a manager, and I know the players are.
Job done in the next round. Good luck for Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.